And God saw their works, that they were turned from their evil way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, now when we are in Passion time, we are again today reminded by the epistle of this Mass how important it is to do penance. And now our own penance has lasted quite a few weeks, and we must today learn something about the importance of perseverance in our penance. And today's epistle tells about the great prophet named Jonas, and how he preached to the town named Nineveh. And this town was very wicked town, and it was filled with idolatry, and its inhabitants were pagans, that is, those who were not part of God's chosen people. And God, through his prophet Jonas, warned these people with the grave words of warning. Yet 40 days, and Nineveh and its inhabitants shall be destroyed. And when this grave warning came to this town, the people of that town, they did something which we have now been doing for many weeks. They repented, and they did penance. The people of Nineveh returned to God, whom they had abandoned, and they pleaded for mercy, and they pleaded for mercy for 40 whole days, the exact time of what which was given for them of time of doing penance. And as you know, children, our fast and our Lent also lasts 40 days, because then we remember and we commemorate the temptations and fasting of our Lord Jesus, who did 40 days of fast, but also the 40 days of the Ninevites, who turned their hearts from evil and wickedness and returned to Almighty God. And today's Bible passage shows very much importance of doing penance with our bodies, for example, that we abstain from food which normally gives us pleasure, because God is very pleased on these exterior and outward signs of humility and penance. Remember in your lives, children, that penance means that we do not just believe what God teaches us. This is what the Protestants do, but we also do the works which please our Lord, our God. This passage from the prophet Jonas was in the past times also read to those who were about to be baptized during Easter. Our Lord has promised the laver of regeneration, that is, to wipe away all the sins of those who are about to be baptized. And this Bible passage of today was meant to be a fair warning for those who were about to become Catholics, that from now on you have to abandon the ways of the world and you have to do what God wants you to do. So, children, even though you have already been baptized, remember that there was once a time when you were still waiting this great sacrament of baptism. God could have abandoned you and not called to you as his child, because for some people he waits quite a while until he calls them. But you, children, have you been called to become Christians, followers of Jesus, from the time when you were still just a tiny baby. So think of today, children, how immensely precious it is to be a baptized Christian who always wants and wants to do his best to follow our dear Lord Jesus. And remember that our Lord himself, he did fasting. Our Lord also cried for the sins of the people. So we should also remember that even though we do our best to follow him, there are so many people who live in the wicked ways, who don't care about Jesus, and if those people are not willing to do penance of which God becomes angry, we should do some extra penance, not for our sins only, but also for their sins. And what encouragement it is, the today's epistle about pardon and mercy of God, that whoever turns with true spirit of humility, turns away from his bad deeds and wicked ways, for him God shows mercy, for him God calls him anew, and as it said in the end of today's epistle, the Lord our God had mercy on his people. For the rest of your lives, children, God's mercy is always open and ready for you. As long as you do, like the Ninevites did, they repented, they turned away from their evil deeds, and did penance, and asked God to forgive them and to pour his mercy on them. May God bless you. In the name of the Father,